Chapter 3. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod was district ruler of Galilee. Philip, his brother, was district ruler of the country of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was district ruler of Abilene. In the days of chief priests Annas and of Caiaphas, God's declaration came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. So he went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching baptism and symbol of repentance for forgiveness of sins, just as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, "A voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of Jehovah, make his roads straight. Every valley must be filled up, and every mountain and hill leveled. The crooked ways must become straight, and the rough ways smooth. And all flesh will see the salvation of God." So he began to say to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him,
"You offspring of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Therefore, produce fruits that befit repentance. Do not start saying to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father,' for I say to you that God is able to raise up children for Abraham from these stones. Indeed, the axe is already lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, then, that does not produce fine fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire."
And the crowds were asking him,
"What then should we do?"
In reply, he said to them,
"Let the man who has two garments share with the man who has none, and let the one who has something to eat do the same."
Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they said to him,
"Teacher, what should we do?"
He said to them,
"Do not demand anything more than the tax rate."
Also, those in military service were asking him,
"What should we do?"
And he said to them,
"Do not harass anybody or accuse anybody falsely, but be satisfied with your provisions."
Now the people were in expectation, and all of them were reasoning in their hearts about John, "May he perhaps be the Christ?" John gave the answer, saying to all,
"I, for my part, baptize you with water, but the one stronger than I am is coming, the lace of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing shovel is in his hand to clean up his threshing floor completely and to gather the wheat into his storehouse. But the chaff he will burn up with fire that cannot be put out."
He also gave many other exhortations and continued declaring good news to the people. But Herod, the district ruler, because of being reproved by John concerning Herodias, the wife of his brother, and concerning all the wicked deeds that Herod had done, added this also to all those deeds: he locked John up in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, Jesus too was baptized. As he was praying, the heaven was opened up, and the Holy Spirit in bodily form like a dove came down upon him. And a voice came out of heaven,
"You are my Son, the Beloved. I have approved you."
When Jesus began his work, he was about 30 years old, being the son, as the opinion was, of Joseph, son of Heli, son of Matthat, son of Levi, son of Melchi, son of Janai, son of Joseph, son of Mattathias, son of Amos, son of Nahum, son of Esli, son of Nagai, son of Maath, son of Mattathias, son of Simeon, son of Josech, son of Joda, son of Joanan, son of Risa, son of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, son of Neri, son of Melchi, son of Adai, son of Kosam, son of Elmadam, son of son of Jesus, son of Eliezer, son of Joram, son of Matthat, son of Levi, son of Simeon, son of Judas, son of Joseph, son of Jonam, son of Eliakim, son of Melia, son of Minna, son of Mattatha, son of Nathan, son of David, son of Jesse, son of Obed, son of Boaz, son of Salmon, son of Nashon, son of Aminadab, son of Arni, son of Hezron, son of Perez, son of Judah, son of Jacob, son of Isaac, son of Abraham, son of Terah, son of Nahor, son of Serug, son of Rehu, son of Peleg, son of Eber, son of Shelah, son of Cainan, son of Arpachshad, son of Shem, son of Noah, son of Lamech, son of Methuselah, son of Enoch, son of Jared, son of Mahalaleel, son of Cainan, son of Enosh, son of Seth, son of Adam, son of God.